Are you struggling to find your purpose in life? Do you feel like something is missing and you need some guidance? Do you often feel unfulfilled with what you're doing on a day-to-day basis? Well, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to feel that way anymore. I'm here to help you through your journey in life to gain clarity, find purpose, and passion. My name is Jose Miguel Longo. I'm a gay Hispanic, a husband, dog daddy, advocate for social justice, and DEI. Ally for all LGBTQ+, a career and life coach and millennial born in 1983. I have spent my time since the age of 14 working my way around the world of work. I know my God-given talents are to help those around me to gain clarity in their lives while finding their passion and purpose. For the last decade, I've spent my time coaching college students and alums from all three generations, X, Y, and Z, in designing their career stories and mapping what they want to do in their lives. Whether it's gaining clarity in who you are and what you're meant to do, learning to build a resume or write a cover letter, holding you accountable and building your career journey, or designing your life, the podcast Coaching for Millennials is a how-to guide for all things career, life, and a sprinkle of everything in between. It is an all-inclusive space for meaningful conversations on topics happening in our world right now. It is a space for people to go on a holistic journey in uncovering their passion and purpose. I'm here for all generations, no matter what you identify as. If you're seeking to transition from a career industry or job to another, or ready to transform your life completely, I got you, boo. Whatever the fantasy you're trying to create, let me make it happen. If you're ready to start the journey to explore your passion and purpose, get focused on gaining clarity to transform you to a place that will fuel you, inspire you, and sprinkle some joy and laughter in between, it's time to dive into Coaching for Millennials. Welcome back to another episode of Coaching for Millennials. I am so excited for this episode, but the other part that I'm excited for is that it's actually really quiet in my house right now. Do you want to know why? It's 1:45 a.m. I apologize for, well, my voice always sounds weird lately because of my allergies and my asthma, but I apologize for the raspy voice. It has been a crazy week in my neighborhood, not to mention in my life and all things. I don't know about you guys. I have no idea what's going on with Mercury, the sun, the moon. Although I have to say it's been a beautiful week. But why am I doing an episode at 1:45? Well, for several reasons. One, this week has been insane. I opened up our summer camp, which is up in Pulaski. So for those of you who have heard the podcast before, most of season one was recorded in the summer at my camp with the microphone in my laps, sitting in a love seat. And now that it's video, I actually have an office, but trust me, there will be episodes recorded and a lovely new desk that I have set up in my camp that I'm setting up there to work from there and get stuff done. And the construction's still happening. Literally, similar to last week, the house was shaking, but the mini bulldozer that's carrying the dirt from one end of the sidewalk to the other, or not the end of the sidewalk, from one end of the block to the other, is just buzzing back and forth. And it's spring. You know, you want to have a nice cross breeze in the house. You want to have the windows open. So you're not trying to have, you know, all this dust going around, but you also want to have fresh air. So it's a really toss up and it's hard. So I've been all over the place. The other thing is that I also don't want to go a week without recording an episode. Yesterday was a whirlwind of a day. Just trying to get stuff done. My husband went up to camp to continue setting up. When I say camp, I should be really more descriptive of what I mean. This is a three season. This is a summer campground up on Lake Ontario. So Lake Ontario, geographically, for those of you who may not know, it borders Canada and New York. And basically, it's one of the five Great Lakes. And it basically, you know, has a lot of open water access that goes all the way to the St. Lawrence Seaway. And it's a huge, you know, throughway for big, huge barge canals and, or not barge canals, but barges and boats that go from one side of the St. Lawrence all the way to Lake Erie and then down to Lake Erie and the other Great Lakes. Anywho, this is a summer camp, and my husband had it way before him and I were dating, but it's where we spend our weekends in the summer, so it's far enough away from Syracuse in the city where you get to get a getaway and you get to hang out in the summer. And essentially, this camp is in a campground that's accessible to anybody who wants to come and spend the weekend, who has a fifth-wheeler or a camper trailer, or wants to even do tenting and kind of pull through with a pickup truck and do tenting. But our site is a modular park model, they call it. So it's about a 36-foot by 8-foot wide. So 36 feet long by 8-foot wide modular home with an attached room that's about 32 feet long and 9 feet wide. So we've added some additional living space to this. And the opening of it for the season is not terrible now. It's actually gotten better. But it's a lot of cleaning. It's a lot of unpacking and it's a lot of putting away of stuff and then making an inventory of what you need for the season and pulling out, you know, all the furniture from outside, all the furniture from inside. And so it's just a lot of work. And it takes a couple of like weekends to set up. Given that we both work remotely, I should rephrase, I work for myself, but he works remotely. It gives us an opportunity to really get up there as often as possible now to kind of set up. So that's been happening. What else has been happening? Oh, so the whole reason why this episode is where it is today is that I had a different episode planned out that I was going to record, and I was going to do it yesterday. And last night on my way home from camp, I was watching a group call, watching because I was watching the post-recording. I was actually at camp doing work when the recording happened, but I was watching the group call for a course. How should I rephrase it? It's actually part of a course, but it's a community that I'm part of, and it's getting rebranded, essentially. I know I'm being vague right now. I'll explain more in a second. In the course, the rebranding is kicking off on May 5th. I had planned to record an episode about this in 2 weeks. And part of it was me being prepared for the launch and me feeling like, oh, I can launch this. And if there's anything that we've learned from Coaching for Millennials and this podcast is that sometimes doing things messy and doing things in fear and doing things vulnerably is how you create magic and how you create success, right? It's how we sometimes work at our best. And I had given it some thought after watching the recording and listening to the call about what my next moves would be and should be. I found that when I watched the recording, this would be a premier opportunity for me to start setting myself up and actually launching my business, my side of this, and I'll explain to you more in a second, by the 5th. So what does this all mean? What am I talking about? And why did I feel like this was the ideal time? Because normally I would push things back. I was looking at Thursday's calendar and my badass calendar, which is the one that I, you know, rip the page off every day. For Thursday, it says, wake up to what's holding you back. Make new, powerful choices about what you focus on and smarten yourself about money and go for it like you ain't never gone for it before. Wow. I'm sure it's also because it's almost 2 a.m. and I'm here recording. a podcast episode. I'm drinking my chamomile tea so that once I'm done recording, I can quickly fall asleep because I have a long day and weekend. Another reason why things are going on. So after reading that, and I'll read it again. Let me clear my voice a little bit better. Wake up to what's holding you back. Make news, powerful choices about what you focus on, and smarten yourself about money, and go for it like you ain't never gone for it before. If that didn't light a fire in my ass today, Thursday, not Friday, in regards to what happened on Wednesday, I don't know what else is going to. And I should start from the beginning by saying that when I lost my job in March, I felt very blessed about the opportunity to have new beginnings and the opportunity to start something new and to start something that could potentially lead me to a lot of success, not just in business, but in life and even in having a new career in so many ways. And a lot of that was empowered by the coaching piece. I wanted to get back to my podcast. The podcast is what brought clients to me. It's also what brought the consulting to me. Along with that came the redesign of my website. I moved it from hosting it in Wix to ClicksFlow, and that's also in the process. But I also came across, this kind of fell on my lap, I came across something called DWA. DWA stands for Digital Wealth Academy. And if you're anybody like me, you pay attention to business ideas and entrepreneurial ideas and things that kind of often come across your Instagram or your TikTok or any of your feeds. For me, it came through on Instagram. And it could just be how the algorithm is set up. It could just be what I'm searching. It could just be what I'm liking. We all know how Instagram can be, right? And this DWA came up a couple of times for me, more specifically digital marketing and affiliate marketing. Now, digital marketing and affiliate marketing are two very different things. And they also have a lot of opportunity involved with them. For me personally, I started to do a lot of research in relationship to the digital marketing side of things because as a person who's a creator, I tend to think more of, oh, what can I create that I can sell? Obviously, we all, if we're doing something online, we want to sell something. For me, I create the podcast to promote my coaching and promote my branding and promote my consulting. When it comes to digital marketing, it's creating a product that you can sell. What's really unique about the DWA is that it's linked to a MMRR, which stands for Master Resell Rights. Now, DWA is a course. The course is what's taught me everything I need to know about digital marketing. In addition to affiliate marketing, while giving me the opportunity to use the course, I own the rights to the course. I didn't create it. I didn't design it. But I can use the course as a way of selling the product, a digital product, to other people for 100% profit. That means that this course that I bought is being sold by other people, including myself, who purchased it as a way of making money. Now, for people who are always curious about making money online, I have to tell you that for me, this decision came, there's a story behind the decision-making process. It's really hard to sell coaching. It's really hard to build a consulting business. What I've learned from digital marketing so far that has taught me why my story is what it is that I have a really unique opportunity to build a future for myself and my family to give me more freedom so that I'm not working as hard as I'm going to probably have to work when it comes to coaching and consulting. Now, that's not to say that I wouldn't be doing that anyway. It's to say that the digital marketing revenue is going to help pay to continue to build the consulting and the coaching. Some of the consulting requires advertising. Some of the coaching requires advertising. And for me, I've been fortunate enough that I've been able to travel for my coaching practice. I've been able to go consult for my coaching practice at different places. But at the same time, I've had expenses that come with that. With digital marketing, there's little to no overhead because the products are all digital. You're not creating a product that is physical. Now, that on its own is not just the story. The other part too is that, I don't know about you, I'm a millennial who has a massive amount of student loan debt. I went to school for over 8 years. I got my associate's degree, I got my bachelor's degree, and I got my master's degree. And that comes with a pretty penny. I'm also still working on paying off some credit card debt that I feel like is never ending. I would love to not just be debt-free, but also have no mortgage. I have two mortgages. And I would love to save some money. I don't have a savings. I just feel like everything that I've tried to save keeps going away. Like I can't keep it. And when you lose your job and you feel like your whole entire savings has just been depleted in a very quick period of time, because what I had saved probably 3 years ago would have lasted me maybe 5 months. Fast forward to today, it's lasted me maybe 2 months. And so I'm applying to jobs because I know that I need to look for a job, not because I want to look for a job. But this opportunity is the opportunity where this side hustle is going to make me money to be able to not just help me live and help me survive, but also when I see the potential that it has, and when I see what other people are doing with it, they're changing their lives. And not just the lives of their families, but generationally. That's huge. People are making multiple six figures selling digital marketing, selling courses, selling digital products. Now, the affiliate side of things is promoting and selling other people's products, which you get and earn a commission for. And sometimes those commissions can be, you know, 20% of what the product is worth, 40% of the product's worth, 50% of the product's worth. Affiliate marketing's been around for forever. It's, you know, known to everybody. Pretty much all of the people you see who have ads or branded products on Instagram or any social media platform, they're an affiliate of that product. I've been looking at affiliates for my dogs. My dogs eat Ollie, which is a dog food, and they also eat Royal Canine, which is part of Chewy. So I can become an affiliate marketer for Ollie and Chewy to earn commission to promote their products on my social media and showcase my dogs who use those products from those businesses. That's affiliate marketing. The sweet spot, I have to say, is in the digital. This course, I was shook. And I was shook because it has over 20 modules. Now, I was mentioning before DWA is relaunching. When I joined in the middle of March, so less than maybe about a month ago at this point, I've just about finished learning the course. And I took my sweet time because I was doing the podcast. I've been talking to a bunch of people. I've been following people and learning people. I'm just taking my time with it, right? And at the same time, I'm also building a brand that's consistent and connected to what this will look like and be. It's not part of Coaching for Millennials. It's not part of Coaching with Jose and Miguel. It's its own entity. And so I've decided to call this side hustle, this business, Side Hustle Manifest. And the reason I decided to do that is because all my life, I've been hustling to make extra money. Whether that extra money was to pay an extra bill, or it was to buy me a new pair of shoes or a new bag, or to pay for a vacation or to pay for something that I wanted, whatever it might have been, I was using that extra money for something. It should have been paying for my credit cards. And let's be honest, those student loans aren't going anywhere. I've been paying for student loans for over 8 years now, and the $400 a month that I've been paying hasn't even made a dent in the stupid fucking interest. That shit's just stayed the same. Don't get me on that soapbox. So, long story short, that's kind of my why. I believe in this product because I believe it has the ability to change people and change people's lives. Side Hustle Manifest is the idea that's going to help 9-to-5ers who are just like me. You know who you are, whether you're that, you know, single mom who just wishes you had more time with your kids and you didn't have to spend all your time working and being able to put them on the school bus or pick them up from school, or that person who just wishes they were tired of living paycheck to paycheck. Hey, I was there, and really wants to have more financial freedom. It's all about financial freedom, honestly. It's for anybody who's willing to take 2 to 3 hours of their day to use social media, TikTok and Instagram, as a way to promote digital products. Now, Digital Wealth Academy Remastered, which is launching on May 5th, Sunday, May 5th, today technically is Friday, May 3rd. So in 2 days, is getting 8 new modules. It currently has over 24 modules. And on top of that, is getting a facelift that will allow you, if you purchase the course, to take all of the, now I should preface with this, but take all of the content that's built into it to use as templates to sell more products that are digital for yourself. Now, what does that mean? There's something that's called PLR. Now, PLR stands for private resale label. Private resale label are products that are digital products that you have the option to edit and rebrand and be able to sell on your own for 100% of the profit. That's different than MRR. MRR, master resale rights, you cannot edit the product. So the DWA course that I've been talking about, Digital Wealth Academy, I can't edit the course. Now, why would I want to edit the course? Let me tell you something. When I joined this course, this program, the community that's part of it was just shy of 30,000 people. In less than 6 weeks, it's over 37,000 people who have joined this community of entrepreneurs, digital entrepreneurs, and are making money. I've seen people who got started very quickly. They were not wasting any time and have made well over 4, 5, and 6 figures in less than 4 to 5 weeks just by posting on social media. The big thing about this is that you don't have to be a tech person to do this. I don't always live on social media. I'm a scroller. And what I've learned from this course is that all I have to do is either show up as I show up to you every week on my podcast in this video format, or do it faceless. Faceless, meaning you don't ever have to show your face. You're creating videos that don't have your face in it. By the way, the PLR piece, the private label rights, digital products, are in the course for you to use to create your content for your social media that you can then also resell. I'm just gooped by it all. Like, I'm mind-boggled by it all. Like, I wish this would have come into my life 3 years ago. I don't want to go back to work a full-time job knowing what this opportunity has for me. I know that the full-time job is obviously convenient. It's obviously a safety net. But let's be honest. I lost my job when I was busting my ass. I was so loyal and committed to this company that my father was literally sick, dying in the hospital, and I flew to New York to go present at a workshop for a full day and left the same day and flew back home to Syracuse. That's what I did for this company. And I have nothing to say bad about the company, but for me, I've learned now after this experience that you should never give more to something or someone that doesn't value you the same way you value yourself. And let me tell you, when I look at what this course offers and what it has to value, it is a value that can change your life. It is something that has the opportunity, if you do it and you commit to it, to be able to impact you, not just you, your kids, your grandkids. I mean, it sounds crazy, but it is literally like the people that the person who I learned this from, the person who I came across, she's been doing it for 13 months. I think she's just hitting 14 months. She's made $1.8 million. Let's just all be honest. That's life-changing money. All she wanted to do, the reason she did it, was because she was making $26,000 a year. Her and her husband were thinking about starting a family, and she knew that she could not afford to start a family at that salary. She made her first five figures in less than a month. She basically made more than her salary in a month of doing this and quit her 9-to-5. I want that for people. I want people to come to me and say, hey, you know what? That course that I bought from you, that DWA course, I just quit my job. I want to coach you through the process and the journey of feeling so good and so happy and so comfortable for yourself of just jumping in. Because I'm all in on this. This is what I'm going to be spending my time doing and committing my time to do. And so I can start seeing that I'm making enough money. Because guess what? This video recording tool that I'm using costs money. The podcast editing and the podcast, all the professional things that I'm doing for the podcast cost money. Now, granted, I'm not complaining. Totally here for that. But I have to pay bills. I have to pay my mortgages. I have to pay for my car payment. Hopefully I'm done in a month and a half, 2 months, June. Yeah, June, July. There's just things that I have. Everyone has expenses. And wouldn't it be amazing to have that opportunity to know that you have money in the bank and that your bills are paid and you can sleep better at night? I dream of that. So let me stop kind of rambling for a second about this and kind of tell you exactly how you can take action with this opportunity, because I think that's one of the most important things of everything that I've been trying to tell you. So Side Hustle Manifest launch. I have a Instagram page. I have a TikTok page. I have a Stan store page. This new business does not have a website. If I need to create one, it will, but right now it's a standalone store. I have an email and I have a freebie that's called a Digital Wealth Guide. It's a fast track guide that I created that walks you through what Digital Wealth Academy is. It also tells you in detail what is, Digital Wealth Academy. It also tells you what is MRR, which is marketing retail, master resale rights. It also tells you what PLR is, which is private label rights. It gives you all the definitions of what the industry is. It also tells you how to get started. So this is a free guide that I just created, which is live on my Stan store. What I want you to do is take the opportunity to download the guide. All you need to do is put your name and your email, download the guide. You'll get it immediately after you submit your name and email. And the other kicker to this is that because the new DWA remastered is launching on 5/5, May 5th, the price of the course is $497. Just think about what that investment is for you. I have the course available for you to purchase. The price of $497 is not going to stay at $497 for very much longer after May 5th. The price will likely go up to $597. And the reason is because the course is a sellout. The course sells for itself. And even $597 for the value of the course, which is over $2,500 in value, is insane. Now, some of you are probably saying, well, that might be a lot of money right now. Do you know PayPal has a pay in four type of situation? You can do the PayPal pay in four. I don't have a firm or Klarna or Afterpay currently as payment options, but $497 right now until May 5th is a steal. And maybe the price might stay at $597 for a while. But hey, it's $100 more. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to head over to Stan. What is it? What's the store? Stan, S-T-A-N dot store / Side Hustle Manifest. And you'll find the link to the Digital Wealth Academy course, the MMR course, which also includes the essential bonuses, which I already mentioned are the PLR digital products. And then if you want to learn more about everything we just talked about, you can get the freebie, which is the fast track guide to digital wealth. Either way, it's an amazing investment. What I can tell you is that in 2 weeks, I will actually be doing another podcast episode when we get everything for the remastered version up and running, because it goes live on the 5th. I have a couple of podcast episodes already lined up for the next 2 weeks, so I'm going to keep on my schedule. But what I can say is I will do a run through of the actual course. So I'm not going to do the whole course. I'm going to go through all the modules so that people can see what the value is of the course. And for my fellas out there, there is actually a free info, well, not free info, but in the course, there's free material you can use to brand yourself as a male versus female. Not that you couldn't do that anyways, because Canva is super friendly. All of the editing that you would do to build your branding is in Canva. That was part of the reason why some of this took me a little bit longer, was mostly because I was taking my time and making sure it was perfect. My type A personality always makes me go that way. But you're going to go to stan.store/sidehustlemanifest. On Instagram, search for Side Hustle Manifest. On TikTok, search for Side Hustle Manifest. I'm actually launching this whole business this weekend. So I will be on social media talking the way I'm talking to you right now. I'll be putting screenshots in my stories at Jose Miguel Longo on Instagram and on TikTok, just to promote on both social media accounts what the business is, promoting the link to the store. So if you miss it, it will be in the show notes here as well. So I encourage you to take advantage of this unique opportunity. $4.97 won't stay that way for long. And I can't wait. Like, I get excited. I probably rambled for a long time because I'm so excited about all the things and I didn't want to miss out. But if you download my freebie, my fast track guide to digital wealth, it explains pretty much a lot of the stuff that I covered. But taking advantage of that course is going to be the best way for you to get invested. So I've said enough. Time to take action. If you have questions, you know where to find me, at Jose Miguel Longo, at Side Hustle Manifest. And I can't wait to see you in the course. Come join a community of over 37,000 people who are digital marketers investing in their futures and sharing the wealth with other people. Bye. Hey, Chit Chatter. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to share it with the world. We welcome everyone for listening. And if you'd like, please go on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. Those reviews mean everything to me and they help the show grow, as well as for me to know what topics you want to hear from next. Be sure to go visit to coachingwithjosemiguel.com or Coaching for Millennials for more up-to-date content, newsletters, blogs, information about coaching for life and career. Thank you so much for being a part of our magical world and for being part of this program. I can't wait to the next episode.